This is the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 176, rrradio.com. Hey everyone, welcome to the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 176. This is the first show of 2017. How have you all been? So we all survived 2016. It's been a very mild winter so far around Roots Rock Radio headquarters. No snow yet, but typically February is the worst month for snow on the east coast of the USA. I'm looking forward to 2017. I'm anticipating getting lots of Roots Rock Radio music from independent artists. I even have my own music project that I hope to get started this year. As always, if you are in a band or you know of a band, a roots rock band, independent preferably, have them or you send me your CD or download links to your music for consideration to be on the Roots Rock Radio Show. Just sending me a link to a website does not work. You have to send me the CD or send me the download links to the music. You can find the contact information and mailing address at rrradio.com, the main page. Also, you can find us on Facebook. You can join our group, facebook.com/groups/RootsRockRadio, all one word. You can also find us on Twitter, at RootsRockRadio, all one word. For the most part, Roots Rock Radio shows are pretty family-friendly and work safe. But there are occasional words that slip in the songs, so just be aware. So here's some interesting news. On April the 21st, Ray Davies of the Kinks will release Americana, his first new album in over 9 years. The new release has 15 tracks. They're all original material. Davies enlisted the Jayhawks as his backing band and recorded the album in London at Conk, the studio founded by the Kinks, in 1973. Americana was written, conceived, and arranged by Ray Davies. The album is an autobiographical work chronicling the inextricable role America has played in Davies' life, from his earliest days touring the U.S. with the Kinks and subsequent blacklisting by the American Musicians Union, to his years playing stadiums and eventually staying in New York and New Orleans for a while. Americana will be available digitally on CD and vinyl. So in 1956, Elvis Presley with Scotty Moore and Bill Black made his first national television appearance on the Dorsey Brothers stage show. It was the first of 6 appearances on the show and the first of 8 performances recorded and broadcast from CBS TV in New York City. In 1965, The Who made their first appearance on UK television, the show Ready, Steady, Go. To project the desired image, the hand-picked audience consisted only of teens dressed in the current mod fashion. So first up for 2017, one of my favorite band names, Backyard Tire Fire. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Matter of fact, we're gone in a flash, away from the past. to say. Country wouldn't suck so bad if Jerry Reed was alive today. He'd sing truck driving songs, and you can sing along to Rock and Little Numbers that go something like this. Moving along, the wheels gotta roll.
Gotta roll, wheels gotta roll.
Moving along, the wheels gotta roll.
Gotta roll, wheels gotta roll.
Rolling wheels gonna drive me wild. Our intense is for every mile of an interstate ride. Rolling along 10-4. Rolling wheels gonna drive me wild. Our intense is for every mile. Rolling along 10-4.
Track. The main road lost part of its charm. still drive by most every day. They knocked it down and they took it away.
Lunchbox,
not the kind you pack and take to school.
Lunchbox,
they put up a chain, now who's the fool?
Lunchbox,
all the good things they get so taken.
Lunchbox,
close your eyes when there's something breaking.
Lunchbox,
not the kind you pack and take to school.
Lunchbox,
they put up a chain, now who's the fool?
Lunchbox,
all the good things they get so taken.
Lunchbox,
close your eyes when there's something breaking.
We just heard Ray Mason. We heard his tune, Lunchbox. Before that, we heard from the Soledad Brothers. We heard their tune, Good Feeling. Before that, Number 9 Blacktops. We heard their tune, Interstate Rocker. And opening the set, the first show of 2017, Backyard Tire Fire. How in the hell did you get back here? In 1956, Elvis Presley started recording what would be his first album at RCA's New York studio. Songs recorded included his version of the Carl Perkins song, Blue Suede Shoes. Johnny Cash planted the seed for the song in the fall of 1955, while Perkins, Cash, Elvis Presley, and other Louisiana hayride acts toured throughout the South. Cash told Perkins of a black airman, C.V. White, whom he had met while serving in the military in Germany, who had referred to his military regulation airmen's shoes as blue suede shoes. In 1969, the Beatles with Billy Preston played their lunchtime rooftop gig on top of the Apple Building on Savile Row, London. Lasting for just 40 minutes, it was the last time the Beatles performed together live. They played Get Back, Don't Let Me Down, I've Got a Feeling, The One After 909, and Dig a Pony. Traffic down below was brought to a standstill as crowds of people gathered below and watched from windows in nearby buildings. John Lennon ended the performance by saying, "I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves, and I hope we pass the audition." That performance, of course, is chronicled in the Beatles film, Let It Be. You're listening to Roots Rock Radio, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Stones from the window, we're sitting pretty in a row. I don't care about where they came from, no, I don't wanna know. If it's cold and raining, the water's on the ground, I hear you explaining how you always put me down. Can't take it all, but I'll get it back someday. And I wonder just what you'd say. You can take it, take anything that you might need, 'cause what I gave to you, I gave for free. If you don't take me to the river, take me to the shore. Well, I got tired of just waiting, now I don't wanna go. If you feel like saying what's on your mind, would you refrain and save it for a different time? You can take it all, but I'll get it back someday. And I wonder just what you say. You can take it, take anything that you might need, 'cause what I gave to you, I gave for free. what you say. You can take it, take anything that you might need. 'Cause what I gave to you, I gave for free. I don't know how I ended up in San Jose. On the road so much, you know, it's hard to say. And I'll admit the party life sometimes gets in the way. But if I can get my head on right, I just might stay. I never figured on California for a second home. Never figured on settling down, I got to roam. And with her I finally found the love I'd like to call my own. And I hope and pray she don't leave me alone. The blue and yellow flowers on her dress, glowing
Caroline.
sleeping on the moon tonight. Sad, sad, and you're all around my mind. Real dark and we're all alone and we're driving around. Hey, Caroline. It's late and we're ready to drop. And you look at the sky and the stars are everywhere you look. They shine when they are dead. Hurt my eyes even after I close them. Hey Caroline. Hey Caroline. We'll be sleeping on the moon tonight.
Just heard from Healthy White Baby, we heard their song, Strong Reactor. Before that, we heard from The Grave Robbers. We heard their tune, Sleeping on the Moon. Before that, we heard from 1100 Springs, Gina from San Jose. And before that, we heard from The Pill Crushers, You Can Take It All. In 1957, Decca Records announced that Bill Haley and his Comets, Rock Around the Clock, had sold over 1 million copies in the UK, mostly on 10-inch 78s. The version of Rock Around the Clock that was used in the movie Blackboard Jungle differs from the hit single version. The difference is in the two solo breaks. In 1967, the Beatles spent a second day in Knole Park, England, to complete filming for the Strawberry Fields Forever promotional video. The film was shot in color for the benefit of the US market, since UK television was still broadcasting only in black and white. Taking time out from filming, John Lennon bought an 1843 poster from an antique shop in Surrey, which provided him with most of the lyrics for the Beatles song, Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. You're listening to Roots Rock Radio, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
We'll be right back. groceries. With the bonus card, you can buy so much more. Saw you fighting at the mall last night. Do you feel better? Did you make things right? Well, I can't make up my mind. Sometimes everything seems fine. Lately I've just been resigned. What's been done? But I guess we all had fun.
We'll be right back.
We just heard Desert Radio. We heard the tune February Day. Before that, we heard Chester Stacy, Westminster Life. Before that, we heard Joanna Connor, It's a Woman's Way. And opening the set, we heard from Alex Crankshaft Larson, Gotta Run. If you get a chance, don't forget to join our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/RootsRockRadio. You can also find us on Twitter at Roots Rock Radio. So there you have it, the first episode of Roots Rock Radio for 2017. Until the next show, this is Richard Taylor signing off.